This is Northwest News from KNKX. It all started with an email. The subject line was, John B. McLemore lives in Expletive Town, Alabama. For reporter Brian Reed, it was a gateway into the long and twisting saga that would become S-Town. The seven-part podcast was downloaded 16 million times in just its first week. Reed will be in Seattle on Sunday to talk on stage about how S-Town got made. 88.5's Gabriel Spitzer spoke with him about what he learned as an intern in Seattle and about inventing new ways to tell stories.
It just didn't seem like a standard This American Life story. It seemed like it was a rich enough world with interesting enough people who were going through things in real time. You know, there were ongoing situations and estate battles and treasure hunts and things to look into that it just... Something about it, our feeling was like, this should be its own thing. Let's assume this is going to be its own thing. We don't know what shape it's going to take exactly, but we know we want to kind of create something new with it.
So where did you look for inspiration, for models? If there weren't podcasts out that did the kind of thing you're talking about, where did you turn to for models?
We turned to novels. That meant a bunch of different things for us. We wanted to let things unfold without having to be explicit about why you were hearing it, which is a novelistic thing to do. You know, when you read a novel, you open it up, and often it just starts with some character who's just doing something in the middle of something. You don't really know where they are. You don't know what their whole social scheme is. You don't know what kind of story this is necessarily, but you still stick with it. You don't put it down because you know that it's a novel, and that's how novels are. And we wanted to try and make that kind of story with a true podcast. Because podcasting is so new, you know, we're creating types of shows and genres within podcasting that haven't existed before. And so we're having to kind of train the audience as we go that you can trust us. This may sound like nothing you've heard before exactly, but trust us. Like we're going to tell you a good story. We know what we're doing. We have a confidence in the story we have to tell, and it's going to be worth it. And it's going to go somewhere.
With any big project, I think most of us have moments where we just hate the thing. And I was curious, in the 3 years that you worked on this one project, did you have a dark night of the soul at some point?
That's a really good question. Honestly, like this story, even, you know, on the tightest deadlines, on my second or third all-nighter of a week after months of working weekends, I never resented this story. I always loved it. And that is remarkable because I think most other stories you do have moments where you hate it. What I would say were the hardest moments, there was a period shortly after John died. And the next couple months, you know, I learned that a lot of people who were closest to him, who he wanted to be told about his death, had not been told. And I was going around, in some cases, informing those people that John had died. And talking to them about his life and talking to them as they were grieving, that was really upsetting. Like, I did not like doing that. You know, there were some very moments down there at the end of long days. It just, this sucks. And it wasn't for some time that things lifted.
Yeah. Well, I know you spent some of your formative years as an intern here at the station formerly known as KPLU. And I was curious if there was anything that you remember from here or learned here that you made use of or influenced you in some way as you made S-Town.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, that was my first year in radio. You know, I spent a season at KPLU reporting in Seattle. So it was the first time I was doing a lot of things. I do remember a bunch of the stories I did. The final piece I did, it was the last story I did. I interviewed an 80-something-year-old man who decades earlier had hitchhiked from San Francisco to Seattle. And now he was nearing the end of his life, and he wanted to do the same route via hitchhiking in reverse. And so I interviewed him about it and then put the story together, and it aired like the day I was leaving Seattle and the day that he was starting his hitchhiking journey. And I heard from him a couple weeks later. He wrote me an email saying that morning he had his thumb out on the side of the highway for, you know, like an hour or so, and no one was picking him up. And then he saw a car like go the opposite way on the highway and then get off an exit and then come back around. and pick him up. And he was so grateful. And he said, thank you, thank you, thank you. And the person driving the car said, yeah, I wasn't going to pick you up, but then I heard you on the radio and I saw you on the side of the road. And so I came by to get you. And so he was, you know, the man was writing me to thank me for the radio story because it got him his first ride on his hitchhiking journey. And I was like, oh, radio's pretty cool. Like, that's the kind of impact I want to have in my radio stories. Help people get a ride.
Well, Brian Reed is the senior producer of This American Life, and he's the creator of the podcast S-Town. He is going to be at Benaroya Hall talking about the making of S-Town the evening of October 29th. So, Brian, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Gabriel. It was really fun.